Oh, yes. Yeah, I agree. I didn't mean... Yes, it's a beautiful comment. It's interesting. We'll talk about that. That we can hold a frequency. I feel that the phone disconnecting has to do with us holding the frequencies, being a clear circuit, learning how to be a clear channel between 3D and other dimensions, and then we can... When we can be clear conduits, that the phone doesn't disconnect. So I want to congratulate everybody for stabilizing the frequency. Maybe that's not it, but it sounded good. I feel there's some truth to that. Anyway, welcome everybody. January 13th, 2015, moving into the... Continuing to move into the pranic field of the 8 year of 2015, and I definitely feel the frequencies are picking up, the speed's picking up, and I think what's being requested and asked of us is for our trust to pick up, and the trust to flow and let go and get more comfortable with the unknown. And we were just talking about what prosperity really is. And I've been working with it on the classes and everything. And I was talking with a friend, and that's what she's thinking about. So it seems prosperity seems to be in the air, in the field. And Yogi Bhajan talked about it many times and just talking about it now. And he's saying this is a really beautiful time to embrace interstellar, interdimensional prosperity, expanded prosperity, prosperity beyond what we can see and know and feel and touch. And expand it, he's suggesting that we breathe into that and we expand our feeling of prosperity, our frequency of prosperity, and connect it with our heart chakra right now and down to our toes and feet and up to our heads. And he's saying he's holding the field of expanded prosperity for us right now so we can anchor that in and vibrate at this new frequency, this sonic body frequency, this age frequency, and anchor this in the field. And he talks about there's a difference between prosperity and riches. And I've been working with, and actually it was interesting to read, been working with, and I'm sure other people, many people also, a mantra will be continuing today. The eight aspects of the divine, Hara 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 Govinde Mukunde. And Yogi Bhajan tells us that mantra means mental dialing system, tuning in with the mind, where the channel is. And mantra means the vibration or the wave that's coming in. So I think it's like what, you know, you're talking about the movie Frequency. Like, so when we can get this wave, and I like tuning into the wave because I do experience that when we can tune into the proper frequency or wave, and we can, then that works with the pranic body or the 8 year. That works, that's the other side of the 8 or the circle of the infinity sign moving from the known to the unknown allows us to trust what's coming in more. When we know we're tuned into the proper channel, then we can relax and trust. So the mantra helps us open up that flow of the infinite into our lives, that direction, so we don't have to be so afraid of what's going to be coming in. Oh my gosh, we don't have to lock the doors of our hearts. So I love that. I love how he talks about that. And he's nodding his head saying, yes, I gave some good lectures when I was in the body. And he's saying that his lectures have an infinite frequency. So when we read his words, think about him, that it's beyond time and space. So it's not, even though he said certain words at a certain time, because he knows how to connect the finite and the infinite and flow between the finite and the infinite. And even now in this moment, he's doing that because he's flowing into us and with us, that he wants us to understand for ourselves that when we learn how to vibrate and balance the frequency of the finite and the infinite, then our words, our actions live forever. They just keep vibrating out into the cosmos. And that's moving into our mastery. 1 + 1 = 11, walking with spirit. And we have Tej Preet and 11 soul numbers, so we can ask her more about that. But it's the 1 + 1. It's vibrating with the frequency of the infinite, which allows us to rise above the seeming limitations of the third dimension and move into that nirvana state. Thank you, Ari. So it's all, we're all working together on this, and we're just putting it together, and we will just really have an opportunity in this moment to allow ourselves to know that we are on a planet that's moving through time and space, that's moving through a field of consciousness, and that as we move through this field of consciousness, we're being affected by what's around us as the planet moves through time and space. And that's why we talk about astrology, because we're being influenced as we move with the galaxy. We're being repositioned to have the Earth and its frequencies and its inhabitants move into a different position in the galaxy, in time and space, with the infinite, with other planetary bodies. So it's good to understand what we're being influenced by so we can know how to align our consciousness with what's being readjusted or realigned on the planet at this time. So we'll just talk for a little bit about this astrology. And we talked, we were talking last week about this cardinal cross, and that's affecting us for the next few months. And it has to do with Pluto, the middle of January, coming into an exact square with the moon's nodes. It's between the 15th and the 20th of January. So that's coming right up. So today's the 13th. So it's a buildup of energies, and it has to do with an intersection or a crossroads, where, like the cross, it's going one way or the other. It's moving through. It's crossing through. So it's the vertical reality and the horizontal reality are crossing, and there's a nexus or a midpoint. And when we can balance what's coming down the vertical reality, so to speak, because it's coming down from the heavens onto the linear 3D dimension, and we can move into that center, that nexus point, now we start spinning beyond time and space. Our own personal vibrations start spinning at a higher frequency or at a more connected or at a more stellar galactic frequency. So we're not bound by linear thinking or linear time and space, but we can start to be connected to the eighth infinite, the pranic field that actually feeds us from the infinite. So this is why it allows us to break up our patterns that have kept us bound by this hypnotic thinking of 3D. So that's why we've been, in yoga class, we've been working with these rebirthing sets that the master gave us. So we'll talk more about that. But so yeah, so just to be aware, the nexus point, the most intense point of this, the linear, the 3D coming in contact, this cardinal cross with the horizontal, the linear and the vertical, between the 15th and the 20th of January. So we're going to move into that very soon, and we're starting to feel the pull of that. So I think that's why we're reevaluating concepts right now, like really what is real prosperity. So whatever it is, we're rethinking, and it could be just moving things around, moving people around, getting into different alignments, getting into more supportive alignments. This is a time of kind of repositioning ourselves. So we literally are repositioning ourselves, our consciousness, so that we are positioned with the flow of the infinite, the flow of consciousness, the flow of the divine, rather than with the lower frequencies that keep us bound. And we're moving into the ability to become freed human beings a free planet as opposed to being a slave planet, being enslaved by whatever it is we've been enslaved by, whether you think we've been enslaved by Monsanto or enslaved by the Anunnaki, aliens, whatever your frame of reference is, we're bringing in enough frequency of consciousness that we can break the bonds of slavery on the planet at this time. So this is, that's the real crossroads. That's the real nexus point happening. That's the real point of possibility, that we're moving through the shackles, the bonds of slavery, and we're throwing them off. So as we chant our mantras and hold the frequency and work together, then we're able to hold the portal open, the portal for mortals, my favorite expression, to allow more and more of this wave of consciousness, of light, of the freedom of consciousness. What is consciousness? It's just being aware. So the freedom of the awareness of consciousness to come into our lives, and then that spreads out like a wave to others. So we're talking about prosperity being a wave of energy, and we become the magnets for that wave. So we're not going out, we don't have to go out and get it like all of our conditioning. You know, you have to have this goal and you have to have this job and you have to go out and get it. No, we magnetize the infinite and the prosperity flows into us. Whatever we need flows into us. So that's really what this cardinal cross is about. And it's the Pluto lining again, squaring the exact square with the moon's nodes. Well, what's the moon? The moon's the divine feminine. The moon's the Adi Shakti. The moon's the Shakti activation, the activation of that which births life as opposed to enslaves life. So we're birthing ourselves into true freedom, true life. This is the seminal moment, shall we say, the nexus point. So let's just go ahead and take a breath. So we also have the Uranus square Pluto we've been talking about, the seven squares. So that's also happening. So we're being pushed into an evolutionary, or we're being offered, and the forces are pushing into, Uranus is the planet of sudden changes, revolution, being pushed into the evolution of recreating ourselves from the point of that which actually births life as opposed to that which doesn't allow life to happen. And this point has to do with, has the Neptune influence, which is the collective unconscious. So it's not, what we're doing isn't just for ourselves. We're allowing the dream of the collective unconscious to be the archetype, to have a new dream. So it's kind of very Jungian in that way. So it's the black moon, the moon's nodes, has to do with the shadow, the inner shadow of the rejected self. So this rejection of the feminine is now being pushed to the surface so we can embrace it, love it. We can move into this undercurrent, into a feeling of really deep healing for ourselves, for the collective unconscious. So we've been through thousands of years of the patriarchy, which has been conditioned what really gives life out of us. So we want to, we're moving through that release of suppressing the natural spirit, the instinctive self that wants to live, the true feminine inner self that wants to feel that the divine mother that wants to birth heaven on earth. So we're moving into the mother, the frequency of the divine mother that really wants to birth heaven on earth, that wants earth to be a heavenly place and not to be taken over and enslaved her creation. So we're aligning with the mother, the birth field, the divine mother. So rather than feeling separated from source, which makes us feel unholy, immortal, unethical and guilty and having shame for having been created, we can move into the joy, the exaltation. So this is a very intense moment. Nothing just short of rebirthing our consciousness out of the divine mother. and claiming who we really are and who really birthed us, and moving back into our humanness and coming out of the grief and the loss and changing these old DNA programs from thousands of years, from our parents, from their parents, and really moving into embracing the ceremonies that support this, whether it's the fire ceremonies. A lot of this has to do with working with the elements, fire ceremonies, earth, water, air, just feeling the transformation in the elemental kingdom also, and the divinity of the elemental kingdom, rather than enslaving the elements to do, you know, somebody else's bidding. The elements have been given to us to experience life, so celebrating the fire, the water, the air, rather than polluting it. So whatever it is, whether we light incense or use aromatherapy or work with crystals or we walk in nature or sit on the mountains, this is really a time to embrace the earth and celebrate the elements, the elemental kingdom, and to move into that and to move into our emotions and our feelings. Remember that our emotions are really activated by the elements. So just noticing that emotions are elemental energies that give us, fire gives us the passion for life, and the air allows us to breathe life into ourselves. So it's celebrating the elemental kingdom and celebrating the emotions rather than feeling bad, or I have to, you know, have more addiction so I don't feel things. So it's moving into our feelings, knowing that our minds just go hundreds of miles an hour. Yogi Bhajan says 1,000 thoughts per wink of the eye. But our emotions are slower. The elements are slower. The earth is a different frequency. It's a slower frequency, so it's about slowing down and moving into the feeling of the gift of life rather than thoughts about it. Because thoughts can be manipulated a lot more easily. People's thoughts can be manipulated, and then they can be made to believe, oh, this is what I really want. So when we get connected with what nourishes life, then the addictions start falling away. So that's what we're talking about, moving with the feeling and embracing the elemental kingdom, however we can do that, and moving into the core, the kundalini, the frequency that arises from the Mother Earth, the kundalini energy that's coming up right now that's being released. So the more we feel that and embrace that and feel that womb of the feminine nature and move into that, then the more we can release the overwhelm of too much stimulation, too many thoughts, too many external directions, taking us the wrong direction, down the wrong path. So we'll move into the Har Har Govinda Mukunde mantra. And if you want to work with any of the reversing kriyas, the one I was working with last night at class was Unloading Your Pain and Fear. And I was saying earlier that we started by making our hands into claws, and then the directions are to make a dreadful, awful face, and stick your tongue out and pant like a lion. So it's really feeling those primal forces in your body, the strength of your body, the strength of the elements, the strength of your core energy, of your animal nature, feeling into that and then moving into your heart, and then it moves into the heart, and then moving, connecting with the heavens. So when we move into the Hara Hara Mukunde, and we've got that connection with our core, with our pelvis, with our first three chakras, with the connection with the earth, what we want to do when we chant the Hara Hara Mukunde is you want to touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, but as you do that, you vibrate with your pelvic area, with your first three chakras. So, you know, what Yogi Bhajan tells us to do is he's saying that when we make the combination of the movement of the tongue so that it can be controlled and hit the upper palate, then the thalamus and the brain and the psychomagnetic fields of the body and the neurons will start making the combination. So that's what we're looking for. And the moment we make the combination with the tip of the tongue and the pelvis, the root chakra, the kundalini, the moment they make the combination, you don't have to worry about anything. You will attract everything to you. Whatever your needs are, they will be met. That's the law. So this is about activating the mother center of ourself, the womb center of ourself, with the upper chakras. So this is true prosperity. When we're in the frequency of the divine, the womb of the Divine Mother, she will serve us. She will bring us everything. And then we hold that frequency of true prosperity. Put it in the field for others. So we are the field holders. We are the ones in this moment. Many people are working with this, but we're working with this right now. So let's just go ahead and for right now, just start breathing into your belly. And pull a slight mulabandha. You start stimulating your root. And then start feeling the tips of your tongue. You can feel that connection between your root and the tip of your tongue and the upper palate. So that's what we're moving into. So feel that for a moment. So when you chant this mantra, you can get the full effect. You can activate your true prosperity. Yes. Hot hot a gobinde, hot hot a mukunde. Udari apari harin karin yanami atami, the aspects, the creative aspects of the divine. Thank you. Chakra. Feel the connection in your body. Feel your magnetic self being charged, recharged, energized, realigned. And exhale, exhale, exhale. Slowly come back, slowly come back.